Mara Show.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
I am having all these mothers around here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got a lot going on today. Right now, our...
It's the Michael...
jury of pregnant moms is standing by in the green room, and they are whiling away the minutes while they decide who they are going to vote for to win the $1,000. We will get them in here for the last buzz of the day,
and
we will
have our ballot, Mike.
Big winner. Who is, like, lingering at the door?
I don't know.
Opening it and closing it. Hi.
Guess who?
What are you doing?
I was just telling you, they're actually, you know, they were given each a white 5x8 index card.
Right.
And I put the big chest...
Hey, now.
In a secret place.
The big chest. Yes.
She couldn't have done that the last time was here.
You know, like the treasure chest.
Right.
That's what I
and
said.
And they're using the same colored Sharpie, and one by one, they're going up by themselves, deciding which one should be the big mother, writing that name on the card.
Is she high?
Folding it over, and then putting it in the back in the treasure
And then I'll
chest.
Be able to play Jeff Probst at the end?
Exactly.
Always wanted to be Probst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your
eyes are wandering like you're on something.
No, I'm not on anything.
You on drugs?
No.
You a pothead, McBride?
I wish I was.
All right, without further ado, we got lots of stuff to do, very little time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
BDK gave me a movie that I'm going to watch maybe tonight. It's called Teeth.
The Tooth movie? Yeah, I read about that.
Uh-huh. Might have him drop by and talk about it a little bit. He's going to talk about it on the Junkies
Like your
tomorrow.
House? Or the show tomorrow?
No, he's gonna talk about the movie.
Okay, but you don't want him to drop by your house.
Oh, that's right. Why?
Because you said, I'm going to watch it tonight, and I might have him drop by.
No, I meant on the show.
Oh, just
silly.
Making sure. Oh. Just making sure.
Teeth. I won't tell you where the teeth are, but they're in a part of the body.
Uh-huh.
And men don't like it.
Teeth should be close to lips, right?
Thank you, Rob. And now here's the final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Just as TV had recovered as much as it can from the recent writer's strike, television now may be facing yet another strike.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's the actors who are deadlocked with the producers.
I happen to know this. Do you know why?
Why? Well, because you're a member of the very union that's about to go on strike.
The Screen Actors Guild, Rob.
Will that mean you won't come to work?
That's right. I will honor the picket lines.
Attaboy, Mike.
Thank you.
The issues are very much the same as they were for the writers. Royalties for work that turns up on people's computers and cell phones and Xboxes. The producers say the actors are making unreasonable demands, and with that, the producers have walked out of the talks.
Poppycock, Buzz.
The union negotiator says that's dumb.
It will be harder, not easier, to get the momentum going again. We think that was short-sighted on the part of management. If the reason is they think that it'll make the process easier or us more malleable, I think they're underestimating our membership. We think we should get back to the table and get back to the bargaining and get a deal done.
Malleable. I love that word. It's like Play-Doh. Reminds me of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Malleable.
The Screen Actors Guild contract runs out on June 30th, just so you can plan accordingly.
Very good.
The writer's strike cost Hollywood billions of dollars. Some people lost their jobs and never got them back.
That sucks.
Now there's another strike threatening more jobs and billions more entertainment dollars, and an actor strike would affect movies as well as TV.
We're going to win the strike.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Now the Super Bowl's still 9 months away, but NBC is expected to start selling the ad time for it any day now, with prices starting at $3 million.
$3 million.
For a 30-second spot.
We're keeping you up there, Katie? I'm just kidding. That's the biggest yawn I've ever seen in my life. Katie's over in the corner going, yeah.
Always reassuring, isn't it?
The highest praise.
Are you still filled with hate today?
No, it's better, but I'm
very well said.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll come back to you later on that one. Yeah.
She was filled with hate. Now she's filled with Benadryl.
That's a good thing.
They've charged higher prices for ads on the Super Bowl if it was specifically placed at a certain part of the game. Mm-hmm. But this is the highest base price ever charged. This year's Super Bowl between the Giants and the Patriots was the most watched game in history.
One of the best games ever, too.
It was great.
98 million people thought so. They watched.
Eli's a coming.
You called that years ago, Mike.
I did.
It was this. You were Eli Manning guy all the way.
I'm an Eli lover.
Always have been.
Yeah. I swear to God, there was nobody that was screaming that guy's a tard more than me.
Yeah, but at the very beginning, you were saying he was going to be the greatest guy.
I always said, way back when, before he started playing for the Giants,
that's right,
I said he was going to be better than his brother. And then, like, for two seasons, he's like,
you are Captain Flip-Flop.
Thanks so much.
American Idol has apparently decided not to give back next year.
I like Idol. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
You never did.
Mm-hmm. Never
always,
did.
Always have.
Hate Simon. Love him. Hate him. He's great.
Captain Flip-Flop.
Right.
After that big drop in the ratings this year, Idol's producers did a lot of research. In the end, they decided not to get rid of Paula or Seacrest or the auditions phase, mm-hmm. but they have decided to get rid of Idol Gives Back, at least for next year.
I'm sorry. I hate to applaud, but I have to applaud. I think that's
okay.
a good thing.
I do, too.
Don't feel badly about that.
I think that is a good thing. It just... Mm-hmm. It seemed too soon. It seemed like they should do it every other year. But that was such a big event when they did it the first time. And then when they brought it back, I thought it was just disingenuous.
And the first one was really entertaining and really great.
Exactly.
You, my friend, are a mind reader. Quoting one of the producers, they do comic relief every 2 years. I think that's the right amount of time, every 2 years.
So wait, no Idol Gives Back next year.
Right.
They'll do it the year after that. Then you make it even bigger and better.
Exactly.
Okay.
The storm the Weather Channel is most worried about is inside the Weather Channel.
Really?
It's a sex storm.
Ooh.
I hate those.
Well, that's hot.
Brewed up, apparently, by popular anchorman Bob Stokes. The 50-year-old Stokes was accused in a lawsuit.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Of sexually...
Finally found it.
There you go.
Sexually harassing his co-anchor, 38-year-old Hillary Andrews.
Stokes!
Stokes! She says Bob was relentless, staring at her chest, following her into the women's dressing room and asking her to lick his swizzle stick.
Oh, baby, I love it when you stand in front of the green screen. Oh, man, let me tell you, you got me. You got a high-pressure system in my pants, baby.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I love you, honey bun.
Hillary says she put up with this for a long time because she was afraid to speak up, that it would be career suicide.
You say Hillary?
Yeah, that's her name.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
He warned her about 6 inches of precipitation.
Yeah, baby. I tell you, we got something happening. Right now,
yeah.
This is a perfect storm.
Oh.
She and Bob got some of the Weather Channel's best ratings together, so she knew management liked him.
Yeah, babe.
But she finally did speak up after hearing that the woman who was co-anchor before her apparently went through the same thing with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, who was fired right after this lawsuit was arbitrated.
What about Bob?
Doesn't want to talk about it. That's what about Bob.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Bob.
And neither do executives at Landmark, the company here in Virginia that owns the Weather Channel, especially since Landmark's in the middle of trying to sell its multi-million dollar network.
Would you like to go down with me to the Florida coast and check on the hurricane?
Cantore?
Cantore. I was disappointed when I heard there was a scandal at the Weather Channel
yes.
that it was not Cantore.
Oh, I'm sure he's in on it somehow.
Cantore takes care of the civilians, you know. He doesn't involve himself with the other meteorologists. He goes to the bar like in Myrtle Beach going, "I'm Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel."
He doesn't fish in the company pond.
I'll be staying at the Days Inn just down the beach if you'd like to see my hat.
I don't want you to bother me at the Days Inn, room 207.
I'm Jim Cantore.
That's what I thought.
Thanks so much. Yes, I'll be doing the hurricane coverage.
The divorce of former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy goes to trial today after the two sides were unable to reach a settlement.
Hello, gorgeous.
Pretty guy.
McGreevy's wife says she was blindsided by the revelation that he's gay.
I am a gay American.
Government scandal involving one of McGreevy's lovers led to his resignation.
Sorry, dear, I'm sorry, but at least I got the gubernatorial election sewed up.
McGreevy.
And the governor of Nevada doesn't live in the governor's mansion. He'd like to, but the woman he's divorcing lives there, and she won't leave.
No, I like this.
Guys often lose their house to their exes. It's just not usually a governor's mansion.
How does that work?
Jim Gibbons filed for divorce last week and moved out of his 23-room residence.
Mm-hmm.
Now he finds himself going to court to get her evicted because the governor would like to move back into the governor's mansion.
What do I think of her?
Mike, you hit a button.
What do I think of him? Her? Him. There we go.
Of course, there are two sides to every story.
Yeah.
His 54-year-old wife says she has no idea why her 63-year-old husband wants to leave her, and he has no comment.
Yeah, whatever. She's up to something.
The people of Nevada, however, can't stop talking about it, and they have reason to believe he does like the ladies.
The ladies. Yeah, baby.
The Over the Hillary Gang, as the Mike O'Mara Show continues.
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh! It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We don't need to.
Yeah, we don't?
We don't.
Okay, before you break, I just want to say, when we come back, we'll have the last buzz of the afternoon, and also, we will have the jury and our final elimination.
Yes.
One lady, one mother, pregnant, will win $1,000.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's okay.